is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Father, the blessings from you is what we desire. We ask now that you would speak to me and speak through me, that your word will go forth, that we'll be better leaving than when we came because we heard of you. Father, we thank you. In Christ's name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. So glad to see Sister Bob. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And here's the word of God. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I want to talk on this thought, a father like none other. God bless you. Thank you, Ursias. A father like none other. I am one who believes before one can be a great father, he must first become a great man. Men, and in particular good men, are rare breed. They are a rare commodity. Even God himself in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30 was in search for a good man. He said, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me and the land, that I should not destroy it, he said, but I found none. I thank God that we have a God like God. He is the perfect Father. My brothers and sisters, when God needed a man, he always sent the right man for the job. When he needed a Christian man, he sent Peter. When he needed courageous men, he sent Joshua and Caleb. When he needed a consecrated man, he sent Daniel. When he needed a consistent and persistent man, he sent Job. When he wanted a compassionate man, he sent Paul. But when he needed a man to save all men, he sent his son. God is not merely like a father, but God is a father. Fathering a child is easy. But being a father to the child is another thing. Because once a child is born, it puts man on another level of manhood. Because there is no formula for raising children. You will come to discover that they didn't come with instruction manuals. My brothers and sisters, I'm the product of a single parent home. I don't know how it feels to have a father in the home. But yet, my mother played a dual role. She was both mother and father. And our brothers and sisters, in the text, it is designed and tailored to teach us that God gives the example of a perfect father. In the text, Jesus was getting ready to begin his earthly ministry. He is now 30 years old, and he's getting ready to get baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan. As he is doing this to fulfill scripture, John himself felt unworthy to baptize him because of who Jesus is. And so John said, I am not worthy to baptize you. It is you who should be baptizing me. But yet Jesus says, John, we've got to do this for the fulfillment of scripture. In other words, what Jesus was saying, I have to be baptized as a man to set examples for all mankind. My brothers and sisters, here it was, a major event in the life of Christ, as he's getting ready to transition from what he was born for and to do to start doing the work of God. At this major event, watch this, his daddy showed up. One thing about a father like none other, y'all ready? Number one, a father like none other shows up in person. Watch this. The text says that as he was being baptized, that God, in verse 16, the Father descends in the spirit of a dove. Doves are birds that are associated with peace, gentleness, and humility. It is not like a majestic bird like the fierce eagle or the hawk or the flamboyant bird like the cardinal. He comes in humility. And watch, from Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, to Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, that gap, that was a 400-year silence. God didn't say nothing to man for 400 years. But God broke his silence. For the first time in 400 years, you want to know why? Because he had to show up to his son's event. He had to show up, and he's showing up, and he's speaking because it involves his son. God didn't send Gabriel. He didn't send a representation. He showed up himself. And God doesn't use his excuses. He didn't say since married and got married to Joseph, and Joseph is Jesus' stepdad, then he'll show up. God said, I'll make a difference who his stepdad is. I'm his father, and I'm going to show up. He didn't say, since Mary and I are not getting along right now, I'm just going to let Mary do what I'm supposed to do. He said, he's my son, and I'm showing up. Doesn't matter what the relationship is with the mother or any other person. God said, he's my son, and I'm showing up. Brothers, it is imperative that we show up in our child's lives. You don't know the impact that you have on your child's life. Now, mama gonna be there. Well, let me, it's a new day now. Some mamas. Amen. Can I just be real with you? We living in a day, it used to be a time when we can always count on mama, but then mama trying to drop it like it's hot too. Yeah. Watch this. Y'all ready? Nobody had to ask God to show up. He showed up. As God, he said, I don't want to be labeled as a baby daddy, but I want to be labeled as a father. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see, a baby daddy shows up at graduation, but a father is present for every teacher conference. A baby daddy shows up for birthday parties, but a father prays for his children every day of their lives. A baby daddy gets the mail that he made good on his report card, but a father knows what the grades are because he's involved with the child all school year. I'm glad God is not a baby daddy, but he's a father. How you know he's a father, preacher? Because I'm his child. He takes care of me. He clothes me. He feeds me. He protects me. He guides me. He leads me. And look, he's so good, I'm not going to put him up for child support because he takes care of his own. I wish I had somebody that... Aren't you glad you got a good father? A good father like none other. Number one, he showed up. God shows up at this event in the life of Christ. He shows up. He breaks his silence because his son is involved. Not only does he just show up, but then secondly, a father like none other knows their child power and potential. Look what he says. When Jesus was being baptized, the heavens were open, and God's Spirit of God sent it down like a dove. Lightning was about, and he said, and a voice came out of heaven, this is my beloved son. Y'all ready? A real father is not going to let nobody else stake claim of his child. I wish Junior would call somebody else daddy. You talking about breaking the silence. I might speak in tongue, but it ain't got nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. If my son called somebody else daddy, and I'm the one took care of it. Look at you brothers leaving me out on the limb. By. You know you thinking the same thing. He stayed clean. On his child, he says, he made it personal. He says, this is my beloved son. He says, in whom I'm well pleased. When God says son, he's saying that I'm not ashamed of him. The father calls him, he says, beloved. That means he is dearly loved. Children can live without many things, but they cannot live without love. One of the best ways to demonstrate godliness to our children is for we to love them unconditionally. Can I speak real with you? You got to love your child unconditionally. Regardless if they decide to live an alternate lifestyle. It ain't you to disown them and say, that ain't my child. You got to love them in it. I wish I had somebody to be real. They have an alternate lifestyle that they choose to live. You may not agree with it, but you still have to love them. While you looking at them, you've been having lifestyles that God wasn't pleased with. But yet he loved you anyway. I wish I had somebody to testify and say, I was a disobedient child. I went places I shouldn't have gone. I've done things I shouldn't have did. But my father loved me anyway. You can't disown blood. And so here in chapter 3, he's in the Jordan. But in chapter 4, his son will go to the wilderness. And fathers, let me tell you, we need to prepare our children that the wilderness time is coming, where Satan will show up and distract you from the goals that God has placed in your heart. I'm talking from experience. My mother raised me in the church. Going to church on Sundays was not an option. She never got up and say, "Do you feel like going?" Luke, I hid my church shoes because I didn't feel like going to church. And I told my mom, I said, I can't find my shoes anywhere. She said, "That's all right. Jesus was barefooted and he still went." And then majestically, I found those shoes. Because going to church was not an option. And where we have made a mistake at, we have given our children too many options. We need to tell them Sunday morning, we're going to church. And the reason why we don't do it, because the children got to get their parents up on Sundays to go to church. He was preparing. He said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am pleased." So God shows up. Good father, none like no other. He shows up. Then thirdly, watch this. He gives parental support and encouragement. He says, "In whom I am well pleased." He says, "I'm pleased with my son." God the Father looked at Christ and said, "I'll approve of you." And listen, fathers, I know mothers have done, but this y'all ain't had y'all day, this our day today. Fathers, let me holler at you. You have to look at your child, male or female's power and potential. And then you have to support them and encourage them. Amen. Can I be real with you? Amen. Every child is not college material. Amen. Quit trying to push your child to a place that is not in their heart. Maybe they want to go to the military and serve their country. Maybe they want to go to a trade school and just get a trade. Maybe they just want to get out in the workforce and work their way up. You have to listen to them and quit having them just listen to you. Amen. You got to support them. Your child decide, "Mom, I don't want to go to college. Don't want to go to the military. I just want to find a job and work my way up." Don't get angry with them. And the reason why so many of you are failing with your children, because you in competition with your neighbor. Just because your neighbor's child and went got a doctorate degree, you want to push your child. Maybe it's not for your child to get the same. I wish I had somebody to testify. I'm not in competition with somebody. I'm just trying to be the best father that a father can be. If your neighbors come to you, you should have made them go to college. You need to ask them, "Where were you when they needed diapers? Where were you when I had to leave the house 3 o'clock in the morning and sit by their bedside while they were sick?" Don't come telling me, and listen, can I just put it out there because I'm feeling this way anyway? Time out ain't working. Our mothers didn't abuse us, but spatter off for the child. And I tell them all the time, "Rum Kirks, I tell my son, me and him tight. Y'all know he my road dog, but I'm not his friend, I'm his father." I said, "I don't want to be your friend, I want to be your father. Because if I'm your friend, friends fight and hit each other. And don't you ever think." I got a right hook you won't see coming till you feel it. We have to understand children need nurturing. They are exposed to so much. Everything is at their fingertips. And what's wrong with parents now? You want the school to raise your kids? You want the church to raise your kids? You need to raise your own children. And it takes a community to raise a child. Fathers, let me holler at you, and mothers, this goes for you too. Quit running to school fussing with the teacher because your child and came home and lied on the teacher. They made apps, and they want to tell you the teacher set them up. Instead of you investigating, you running your ignorant self down there to the school fussing with the teacher. I didn't even want my mama to show up. I tried all the tricks of the trade. I made F's and I tried to change it to a B. But my mama investigated everything. We need to quit this foolishness that we get to show our children how to respect adults. And if you teach them to disrespect the teacher, then they're gonna disrespect you. Watch this. He made a public declaration. He told the public that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. But then in Luke 3 and 21, he had a private conversation with him. And he tells him directly that you are my beloved son. And in thee, I am pleased. In other words, what he told his son in private, he was willing to tell it in public. And he was not ashamed. So God tells us to Jesus, and watch this, y'all ready? He says, I am well pleased with you. But here's the key. Jesus hadn't done nothing yet. He hadn't gave sight to the blind yet. He hadn't fed the 5,000 men, that's counting women and children yet. He hadn't walked on the sea yet. A woman with an issue of blood hadn't touched his hem yet. He didn't go to Jairus' house and touch her daughter and raise her from the dead yet. He didn't go to the grave of Lazarus and had Lazarus come forth yet. He didn't give sight to the blind, make the dumb talk yet. He didn't do none of this, but God say, I'm still pleased with you. See, he is pleasing wasn't about what he's going to do, but what he's already done. I wish I had somebody to testify. You got to show your child, I'm happy with you. I'm pleased with you. But on the other side, when they mess up, you got to show them that this is not the way things are supposed to go. Amen. Let's go, Father. And I'm sick. Are we perpetrating a fraud with our children? Walking around with our children? Like you told the Bible all your life. Like you've been in church all of your life. You need to tell your children the truth about you. Daddy had not always held the Bible. Sometime I had Seagram. E&J. Crown Royal, Bud Light, Coors Light. And when the money was low, Mad Dog 2020. I used to roll them tight and white. I didn't puff pass. I kept it all to myself. That's what I told my son. But as I told him where I came from and the mistakes I made, then I had to tell him there was a change in my life. I messed around and found a man like Jesus that got me so high that it wasn't enough marijuana to get me to that place. That got me so drunk there was not enough alcohol to get me to that level. And I wish I had somebody to testify and say, can't nobody to me. He tells him, I'm pleased with you. And he hadn't done nothing yet. but I'm pleased with you. And oh, my brothers and sisters, as I get ready to leave you, I love how God was pleased at his son. And I wonder, have you ever, the last time you told your child, I'm pleased with you? Good job. Even when they don't reach the plateau where you want them to reach, you give them support for trying. And I know some of you parents are strong on your kids. I don't want to see no C on your report card. Only A's and B's, but maybe he or she is doing the best that they can. And what you do, you say, I'm proud where you are, but I feel that you can do better. And if there's anything that I can do to help you get there, I'm willing to do it.
Help somebody. Teach it.
It's all because of God. And because of him, I can face tomorrow. Because of my daddy, all my fears are gone. Because of my daddy, I can bear any burden. Because of my daddy, I can carry any load. Can I tell you about my daddy? He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, there's none other. I wish I had somebody to testify. Tell your neighbor, I say, I got a pretty good daddy. He looks out for me. And look, can I tell you something about my daddy? Can I tell you something else about my daddy? You better not mess with me. My daddy get upset with you when you mess with me. Oh, when you're God's child, he can speak, man can lay down and die. He can speak, man can live again. I'll speak boldly because I got a daddy standing with me that will fight every battle. God bless you. God forever smile upon you. I got a good daddy. And he takes good care of me. I disappointed him. I broke his heart. But he still loved me in spite of me. Can I just get a few? I know we supposed to be all of God's children. And if we all of God's children, I feel this good about my dad. And he's supposed to be your dad. Now, one thing about daddies, a lot of people look at me and they say, boy, you look just like Rogers. You walk like him. You talk like him. You sing like him. There's no denying that you are Roger's son. And then God blessed us to have Junior. And people look at Junior and say, he looks like you. He's a little taller than you, though. He talks like you. He walks like you. There's no denying that he's your son. Even your daughters have symbols of you. He says, but when I think about God our Father, you can't say he's your father when you don't look a little bit like him. You ought to walk like him sometime. You ought to talk like him sometime. And if he's your father, our father, see, I believe in being obedient. Are you obedient to your father? Then he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you're obedient to your father, he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if the daddy been good to you, then you ought to get up and stake claim to your daddy and say, I got a pretty good daddy. He looks after me when all my friends walk away. Daddy is right there. He's right there to take care of you. The doors of the church are open. If you're here this morning, you've been forsaken. One thing about my daddy, he's got a good adoption plan. He will adopt you, as the word says, into the family of God. And you being adopted into the family of God, we get the same rights as the son. Whatever the son has, we have. And if you're here this morning, you ought to come while the blood is running warm in your veins. He's waiting on you.